It's time to take command with former NFL tight end Logan Paulson and former Commanders beat reporter Craig Hoffman.
Take five time, explainer edition, Logan. We are going to explain today on this five-minute edition of Take Command the difference in zone versus gap scheme runs. We mentioned this at the very end of the show on Wednesday, our film review pod this week, how gap scheme runs are kind of coming back around in the NFL. It's something that I've been meaning to talk to you about too, of like, you know, if I'm watching film, how can I tell which one is which? Zone versus gap scheme, inside versus outside zone. Obviously, the inside versus the outside. That one seems a little bit more self-explanatory. But if you were on a very baseline level, football 101 with Professor Paulson here, what is a gap scheme run? Let's start there, and then we can go zone off of that.
Yeah, so I was just trying to think. The easiest way for me to understand or kind of articulate is like usually if you see a puller, it's a gap scheme run. Especially if the running back is running right down the midline of the center. So, what I mean by that is like the running back's in the dot, he's in the pistol, even if he's offset gun and he takes kind of that shuffle step and he's attacking the play side A gap of the run, usually that's a gap scheme run. So what a gap scheme run is essentially like you're trying to make a gap, attack a gap in the defense. So if you think about it, like, let's talk about power. It's like the simplest run. So if you're in 21 personnel, so a tight end and a fullback, the fullback is going to kick out the edge defender and everybody else is going to block down, protecting their inside gap. Then you're going to pull the backside guard and he's going to lead up and block the first play side linebacker off the ball in the box. So there we're trying to wash everyone down. We're trying to kick out and we're trying to lead up on the Sam linebacker. So if you think about your old kind of, you know, Vince Lombardi stuff where it's like, there's a seal here, there's a seal here, there's a lane, like that's usually a gap scheme run. Now, like Vince Lombardi, they're doing like perimeter bounce stuff, like getting outside of the edge. And that's like something a little bit different, but at its core, like that is the difference, is you're trying to create like a lane. Like we're building a wall here, we're building a wall here, and we're running in this gap.
So you're attacking a specific gap versus having some options.
Correct. And so zone is more like it's a zone. So if you think about it, like basically we're all going to run to the right. We're all going to protect our play side gap. We're going to be in combinations. But the running back is not attacking like that gap, like he is in power. They're not attacking the gap. They're not running off the double team. Basically, what he's going to do is he's going to say, is there someone in the C gap? No. Is there someone? Yes. Is there someone in the B gap? Yes. Is there someone in the A gap? No. So I'm going to push it to the C gap. And then once everything flows by, I'm going to cut it back. And so basically, I can cut it wherever I want. There's no right answer. There's no a seal here and a lane here. Like you'll get to those looks like where someone's reached out of a gap, but we're not trying to force the defense to abide our will in that way. We're not trying to force a gap the way you would be with like a trap, a power, or a counter. So I do think, and people say, oh, well, why has there been this resurgence of gap scheme runs as opposed to zone runs? And so basically was gap scheme runs is they're kind of hard to fit. And like teams started playing these crazy overhang structures. And so the zone scheme works because you're able to run, kind of allow the back to attack the edge. And when we're in like a really good example of this is when Sean McVay and played the New England Patriots in the Super Bowl. Remember, it was like a 10-7 Super Bowl for a long time. Basically, the Patriots came out in like a 6-6 defensive, 6 on the line of scrimmage look. So basically, they closed out every single gap in the outside zone. So there's no cutback. There's nowhere to run. It's just a tackle for loss at that point. So what the solution is like if you're going to run a 6-1 and drop these guys out in a zone coverage on the snap, now we have to force a gap. So now running power versus that look is awesome because we get a double team. We wash this guy down. We kick this guy out. And then there's a crease. And because there's only one linebacker in the box, right, the double team can get there and we can just run to daylight in a way that you can't do with zone. So you're seeing that now, and you're seeing, again, versus the Commanders, people running traps where they're pulling the guard and trapping the three technique. They're running powers where they're running to the perimeter because they're able to create mandatory creases. And because we're taking a guard or an offensive lineman and pulling them to a new location, we've added a gap to the front side of a run. You know, so now instead of if I'm the linebacker fitting the backside B gap, when the guard pulls, I actually have to fit the front side A gap. And so I have to see that. I have to navigate the double team and get my butt over to that front side A gap, or I'm going to get gashed. So it just changes the fit a little bit, as opposed to zone, where like the whole front's moving and I just step forward right to my gap. So it does make it a little bit more complicated, a little bit more nuanced. And also where the guard is kicking to is going to affect it. So it makes it much more challenging for those second level defenders to fit that run effectively.
I don't know if that officially stayed in the 101 category, but without the ability to illustrate this, we needed to get a whiteboard. That would have been the
probably would have been helpful.
The right play. We didn't really plan ahead well on that one. Maybe we'll do this again later in the year with a whiteboard. But the good news is Logan, this is an on-demand platform. So if anybody needs to rewind, maybe start drawing it up on your own whiteboard. Backside A gap to the front side. Yeah. You can do that. You just hit the little rewind button on YouTube, on your podcast app. You can do that.
And if you have a question, leave a question, and maybe we'll do this again with a whiteboard. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, I like that plan. Leave a question. We'll explain with the whiteboard. But that's the difference between zone and gap scheme runs. Just real quick, like powers, traps, duo, those all considered gap scheme?
Yeah, duo is basically a gap scheme with no puller, but where you get your kick is you're blocking down, right? And then the fullback's kicking out, right? So like, again, like I said, the puller is usually a good indicator, but duo is also a gap scheme run. That's a very observant by you. But you're getting the front side double team. And it's funny because duo, this is, again, we're getting not in the one-on-one category. Duo actually plays more like an outside zone in the sense that like the back can take it wherever he wants.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So even though it's a gap scheme run, the rules are a little bit for the running back more outside zone-ish. And so that was like, again, like kind of like the gateway drug for Kyle and Sean when they started running gap scheme runs, because they're like, oh, it's just outside zone, but the back's angle is a little bit different. And so obviously that was the thing that kind of got them into more like traps and counters and powers. They saw the benefit of it after that. But maybe not 101, but good question for sure.
Yeah, it's funny because there occasionally will be stuff floating around on Twitter. It's like, okay, let's see who knows their runs, inside zone or duo. And you have to say, oh, there's the double teams. Got it. There's also a great clip, I will say, going around right now from last week's Inside the NFL on Showtime, or not on Showtime, on CW now, with Belichick. And Belichick is talking about
outside zone.
Well, he's talking about the history of like the Kubiak, you know, Shanahan tree. And he's, you know, oh, here's Gary and here's Kyle in the background, back like an old Broncos picture. And he's like, who's this ball kid? Oh, it's Clint. But he's asking, and they kind of set this segment up every week, like it's a team meeting. And it's Chad Johnson, who played for Bill, Chris Long, who played for Bill, and then Ryan Clark. And it's like, hey, Chris, who's at the point of attack on outside zone? And Chris just goes, everybody. And so it's like you can tell how Belichick used to teach this defensively, where it's like everybody better be on their P's and Q's on outside zone because anybody is at the point of attack. And Logan just explained why. So there you go. Leave your comments, leave your questions. Maybe we'll have a whiteboard in the future. That's an easy Amazon purchase. We can do that. And we'll see you next time on Take 5. And we'll see you this weekend for the Take Command postgame show.